netyarrows.com. The unofficial NetYarrows archive site, article tile colon. NetYarrows Game Jam 2022. NetYarrows Game Jam 2022 author, M. Gosha Date. 2022-09-15-13-55+0200 tags. Community, events comments. Open below is subject to change, whip. Entries instant death by Noel Rojas Oliver and https://github.com/yarmico/1/https://github.com/yarmico2/yarmico2/downloads/4/drom/image, and more information. Introduction. NetYarrows was an official Sony hobbyist PlayStation development kit that let members create and share games for the original PlayStation. https://www.youtube.com/tmaskcell10ke/European promotional video for Sony's NetYarrows programmable PlayStation. 1997. It's possible to make a PlayStation game without the need of a NetYarrows. A normal, or modded, retail PlayStation will do just fine. You will just need a USB to PS serial transfer cable, which are relatively easy to build with a little soldering. However, with a few good PlayStation emulators, the actual hardware, while ideal for testing, isn't completely necessary, and in fact it can be quicker to develop using emulators, so they are strongly recommended. I would suggest reading through the startup and user guides to familiarize yourself with the platform hardware and software. Next, you will need the NetYarrows SDK, set up, running and tested working. The toolchains are C++, so you'll need some programming experience. The C language is a relatively small and low-level language, but not completely impossible for a novice to create something from scratch with enough motivation and determination. The game jam is split into two projects, each are one calendar month and based on a theme and its limitations. So what better place to start than the beginning of the video gaming industry? We are cyber traveling way back to the groovy past. 1st of October, NetYarrows Game Jam 1. Theme, late 1970s arcade game. Limitations: single screen, 4-bit palette, 16 colors, utilizing only one or two action buttons max. Backstory: colon, the year is 1978, Space Invaders is hugely popular in Japan. You, being a young, at heart, and keen artist, or programmer, have been given the task of creating the next fun, and addictive, coin-munching, arcade kit, in 4 weeks. Tip: keep it extremely simple, twitch action that gets harder faster the longer you play. 1st of November, NetYarrows Game Jam 2 theme, 1980s fantasy console prototype game. Limitations: scrolling map, 8-bit palette, 255 colors, utilizing 1 to 4 action buttons max. Backstory: colon, for your next project, you've been promoted to develop a game for an up-and-coming home video game console, with a novel video display chip that can output scrolling tiles, 255 colors, and a gamepad with 4 face buttons. Tip: focus on making a vertical slice, a single, and fun, playable level. What you get: community support and encouragement. All successful submissions will be included in a NetYarrows yearly demo disc, CD-ROM image, created by Comol, which can be played in emulators. And optionally, make a bio and project static homepage, and it will be hosted at here. More info TBD. A big smile, knowing you made a PlayStation game. D-guideline: these guidelines serve as rules, but if you feel strongly about breaking them, that's fine. Just make sure the NetYarrows title screen reflects the correct information. However, interesting creativity comes from design and technical constraints. Because these are relatively small projects, maximum of 2-person teams, i.e. if you have a bigger team, split up to make multiple entries. Theme and limitations are flexible, but the game must be 100% 2D, no use of 3D allowed. Must use NetYarrows libraries, DJGPGCC, or CodeWar only. No other SDK can be used, except for region display detection, no circumvention of the SDK. The game's source must be available and distributable, i.e. licensed GPL, INCND, etc. Game and source code will be archived together. Submissions must compile via CodeWarrior, make file or batch file, launch via Siokens script, and run on hardware and emulator. Unfinished submissions are fine, but must compile and run. Games must be playable with digital controllers, analog controllers must be optional. Submissions must have the NetYarrows title image displayed at the start, for at least 5 seconds. Late submitted projects are fine, just have the correct date on the title image. Third party assets or code is fine, just give correct credit in game, code, or README etc. Optional CD-ROM access is allowed, but limited only to the data found on the original boot disk, i.e. TIM, VAB, SEC etc. CD audio tracks are allowed, but total time limits will be set depending on total entries using CD audio. Extra kudos for including any design doc, and .xcf, .psd, and audio, MIDI, source files, or blogging, vlogging etc. Scoring and ranking earn, the process of creating something into existence is hard enough, there will be no pressure of scrutiny and judgment here! Exclamation, you either did a thing, or not, and hopefully enjoyed, learnt and grew from the process. Read the Netyaro's ethos section for more information. Community for more information, join us in the Netyaro's chat server. http://netyaros.com chat, Discord, some recommended tools, Tile Studio, a free app that does sell pixel art, sprite animation, and level maps, and is scriptable. GIMP, a free Photoshop alternative Imagistic, command line image conversion. IMG to TIM to PSX format, with VRAM placement. Audacity free audio tool. General tips: the PlayStation, for its age, has a large range of 2D 3D features. Start by choosing a small subset of these to build your game on, and commit to the limitations, i.e. platform, single color field boxes, and lines, sprites, HV flip, rotation, scale, transparent, RGB brightness, modulated and sampled sound effects. And then remove the least important, lines, RGB brightness, rotation, vertical flip, sample audio only. Reducing your platform requirements will make your game easier and quicker to build. Next, your game design should also go through a similar process, i.e. design, enemy AI, attack, evade, flock, three weapons, pickups, splash, intro, select, game, game over, credits, ending. Simplify to single weapon and replacing pickups with a score bonus. For more general advice, read the Netyaro's ethos section. The unofficial Netyaro's news group about the netyaroseurope.com archive site comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.